欢迎收听没节操有节操英语影评。今天要给大家介绍的呢，是一部比较有争议的片子，叫《华尔街之狼》。它是根据前华尔街股票经纪人 Jordan Belfort 的个人自传改编出来的，原著的名字也叫《华尔街之狼》。自传里面 Belfort 可以说是毫不掩饰，甚至是恬不知耻地描述了他自己当年在华尔街上呢从事金融诈骗，然后挥霍投资人的金钱的一些行为。
Let me tell you something. There is no nobility in poverty. I have been a rich man and I have been a poor man and I choose rich every fucking time. Yeah!
导演 Martin Scorsese 的这部片子比较忠于原著，所以存在某种程度上的那种道德感的缺失，这也是他在很多地方广受批判的一些原因。比如说他在马来西亚他就是一个禁片，估计在国内也不太可能上线。有意思的是，基本大部分西方的影评人都觉得这个片子很棒，可能是因为漫漫三个小时的限制级的内容，他们觉得很刺激很劲爆吧。确实也是这个样子，我觉得这个片子比美国派的那种内容还是要劲爆一点的，所以感兴趣的同学可以去下载了看一看。好，多说无益，接下来是《华尔街之狼》的影评。
My name is Jordan Belfort. I'm a former member of the middle class raised by two accountants in a tiny apartment in Bayside, Queens. The year I turned 26 as the head of my own brokerage firm, I made $49 million.
Wolf of Wall Street is a three-hour-long film. Despite some critics' comments that it is fast and dynamic, I actually broke it up and watched it in 2 days, not because the on-screen excitement is too much to take in for a single day, but because I got too bored to care about what was coming up next.
The Wolf of Wall Street, they call me. Look, Jordan Belfort.Sounding like a kind of twisted Robin Hood who takes from the rich and gives to himself and his merry little band of brokers. Read that. Read it.
Listen, there is no such thing as bad publicity.
It seems the story is built on the belief that the Wall Street belongs to hungry dealers who coax money out of ordinary investors. And when the money is in their hands, the brokers do nothing but celebrate their success with drugs and hookers.The film's screenwriter Terrence Winter is said to have stayed loyal to the autobiography of former stock dealer Jordan Belfort, who is now a motivational speaker after being incarcerated for fraud and banned from working in the securities industry. Apparently, 22 months in prison and a $110 million restitution have not cast any shadow on Belfort's life, for he has written about it without the slightest remorse.
I was selling garbage to garbage men and making cash hand over fist. So I was selling them shit. The way I looked at it, their money was better off in my pocket. I knew how to spend it better.
In an equally unapologetic fashion, Martin Scorsese's movie presents the swindler's life of debauchery in full swing. Hell, I never forget the word debauchery from now on.This R-rated movie consists of so much nudity, narcotics, and senseless abandon that it has been banned outright in some conservative nations and heavily edited in some others. As someone who fancies junk food every now and then, but never takes more than a Big Mac, I can't really appreciate the repeated challenge to social norms throughout the film.I mean, I don't normally judge things on the moral scale. It's just the director's unswerving commitment to repeating stupid orgies got me really bored. So halfway into the film, when I realized that there wouldn't be any significant improvement, I decided to take a break and call it a day.
Come on, you know what I'm talking
no,
about.
I don't
just say the same
thing.
I think what Jordan just did is he, if I'm not mistaken, you just tried to bribe a federal officer.
No, technically I didn't bribe anybody.
No, no,
technically
that's not
the conversation. No, according to the U.S. criminal...
But on the other hand, the acting is incredible. Otherwise, I wouldn't have come back for the second half. Leonardo DiCaprio seems to have forced too much life into the major character that he also needs a break after shooting Wolf of Wall Street.Compared to his role in this piece, Leonardo's other outings in Django Unchained and The Great Gatsby appears unexciting at all. I guess he'll just have to settle with a Golden Globe and no Oscar this year. Again. Meanwhile, the quality of editing was immaculate and does effectively reduce the agony of sitting through a pretty lengthy film. Perhaps this is what gives some critics the illusion that the film is so alive and dynamic. Considering its length, I don't recommend watching Wolf of Wall Street in a cinema. An afternoon with a DVD would fit just fine.